My name is Lyle Gates, principal of Castle View High School. Castle View High School is located in Castle Rock, Colorado, and is part of the Douglas County School System.
My name is Corey Wise, principal of Legend High School here in Parker, Colorado, in Douglas County School District.
Our math program aligns with the standards within the district. We do a good job of matching those benchmarks and those standards and those at-course, end-of-course assessments. Our district embraced the professional learning community concept 5, 6, 7 years ago. And so all schools in Douglas County have a professional learning or PLC design so we can meet professionally and work on the issues, curricular issues and other issues that impact instruction within the building.
Within algebra itself, we've asked our teachers to use PLC time all during the planning year and now within our time during the school year to really focus on what's essential. You have to set up systems or mechanisms always to look at staff development, professional development, individual development. I think one of the things we do to look at our teacher professional development is you start with the individual. Individualized performance plans or their goal plans is key. So I think you sit down, no matter whether or not it's a first-year teacher, third-year, or 20-year veteran, to say, where are we at and where do you want to get to? And then you set up a key plan for themselves. Within our district, we have the Learning Center Opportunities, which has staff development. We really tap into strengths of not only within our building, but also within the entire district to go and learn from other great teachers. As a school, we embed staff development time or professional learning community time within our PLCs, where our departments are coming together. They're using the same sort of observation forms which focus on student learning, understanding by design, rigor and relevance, so when they're in each other's classrooms, they're having the same dialogue as what they're having with any administrator or evaluator. We challenge them to not only get out and see other math teachers, but then also different subject areas. I think one of the best ways in which we build relevance in the math is ask a non-math teacher what's really important. Too often within our subject area, we take ourselves way too seriously, and you can't get past letting certain things go. Ask another person outside of your area what's really important in math, and you get a better idea of, well, maybe this isn't as important as what I thought, to really narrow down on essential learning.
Our math teachers are working really closely with the middle school math teachers in summer workshops, meeting as often as we can meet during the school year to address those issues about how we meet the needs of kids that are at different levels of math success and understanding of math. We're really proud of what we are doing at Castle View High School because of our different schedule. We also have a different structure here. We're organized around learning academies rather than on content areas. And so I don't have a math department per se in the school. What we've got is math teachers that are working in each of our 5 school within a school. We also know that we need to get all of those teachers together, math teachers together, so they can talk about the issue of math instruction and how we can make kids successful no matter which academy that they happen to be in. 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we give our teachers 40 minutes time to work together in content areas, so that's all the math teachers getting together, or in academy PLC. Our teachers are spending 1.5 to 2 hours every week working together professionally in a PLC setting. So we're using that time for teachers to have an opportunity of getting together professionally. Within our academy model, it's not an area where all math teachers come and talk about math. It is an office where every discipline is represented. And so we've got teachers that are science teachers that are having better conversations with math teachers around how we can improve math instruction and how we can tie that better into the real world.
It was a clear focus that we wanted to create a 7-12 program in the Legend Feeder area. I think the relationships we build with the elementary schools is key. That lifeline of building that K-12 model is more than just talk. It's getting out and being in those classrooms, connecting with those kids, letting elementary teachers come up here and see what the high school is about so they can see what a high school classroom is. And honestly, I think sometimes getting high school teachers down to those elementary classrooms where every wall is an instructional wall, where you have first graders breaking apart and actually working independently or in groups and collaborating within their learning to remember to get back to our level that it's not just about content. It's about using content, sharing content, thinking about content, and also the skills within that content.
There is more talk in this building by more staff members about math than in any school I've been in my 41 years of education. The reason for that is we have got math teachers that are mixing with all kinds of other content area teachers in the building.
I think that's a number one model within our 7-12 alignment, making sure we take the time out when we have professional learning communities to build in middle school teachers with high school teachers. Whether or not you'd ever look at looping teachers, we're on the same campus. If students want to take a high school class that are in 7th or 8th grade, getting past that barrier of this is our school or they're a middle school student and having them come up to the high school and take those classes, I think that's a key thing that we need to get past grade level and look at student learning level and place them appropriately so they're challenged and connected and excited about their different subject areas and especially math.